Magandang gabi po. Yan. So, Pastor, okay ka na?
Mabalik naman ang PLDT, kaya lang, baka, sige lang, baka mag-okay naman
okay
siya.
Okay lang, Pastor. Sige po, okay lang. No problem. Ayan. So, magandang gabi po sa lahat ng ating po mga taga-subaybay. Hindi lang po dito sa Bacolod, kung hindi po sa ibang parte pa ng ating pong bansa. Actually po, live po tayo ngayon sa Facebook. So meaning yung ating pong mga kaibigan na nasa ibang bansa ay napapanood din po tayo. So maraming pong salamat sa inyo pong pagsubaybay. And magandang gabi, Pastor June.
Hoy, magandang gabi.
Yan, medyo okay na ang connection mo, Pastor. Hindi katulad kanina, medyo lagi kanina.
Bumalik yung PLDT.
Bumalik. Okay. Kanina po kasi, yan, 10 minutes before kami na nagsimula, eh nawalan po si Pastor John ng internet. Pero nung nag-pray po kami, ayan, bumalik na po. Eh, to God be the glory po, no? Answer prayer. So marami po salamat. Ngayon po, tayo po ay mag-aaral muli sa ating pong series ng ating pong pinag-aaralan patungkol po sa Learning How to Walk. Ayan. So, ito po ang lesson na ito ay patungkol po sa ating pong main focus. Ang focus po talaga nito is para po sa ating po mga kaibigan o mga mananampalataya na bago pa lamang po. Okay? Pero, kung mapapansin nyo po sa mga nakalipas nating pag-aaral, karaniwan po sa mga puntos na pinag-aralan is applicable din po o pwede rin pong magamit natin bilang isang mga matatagal, sabihin natin matatagal na or sabihin natin medyo matatanda na po sa ano sa pananampalataya. Minsan po kasi tayo pong mga matatagal na sinasabi natin matatagal na sa mananampalataya ay medyo nakakalimot, especially siyempre binabanggit natin na pagbabasa ng salita ng Diyos, yung ating pong pagpapakita or paglilingkod sa ating pong Panginoon na minsan medyo tinatamad na tayo or nawawala na po ng sipag sa pagkilos, kumbaga itong lesson po ito ay applicable din po para sa ating lahat. Okay? So, yan po. So, ipapakita ko lang po yung ating pong lesson. Yan po, Learning How to Walk, Living a Worthy Life of the Lord. So, makikita po natin yung ating pong lesson sa Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 to 12. Ayan. So, yan po. Ito pong lesson na ito is a 4-part series. Okay? So, natalakay na po natin yung first two. Okay? At ngayong gabi po, since ito po, po ay 4-part series, sisikapin po namin na matalakay yung last two. Okay? Kasi medyo maiikli na lamang po sila. Kumbaga, medyo madaling na po silang intindihin kung tutusin. So, kukunin po natin ngayong gabi yung last two parts. Okay. So, konting review lang po sa ating pong mga napag-aralan. Yan nga po, learning how to walk, living a worthy life, or life worthy of the Lord. So, number one na ating pong napag-aralan ay walk in increasing knowledge. Sa Tagalog po, ay maglakad tayo ng merong malalim o mas malawak na kaalaman. Ano po itong kaalaman na ito? Ang kaalaman na po ito ay patungkol po sa ating pong Panginoong Jesucristo. Nung tayo po ay naligtas, syempre, kilala na natin sino yung tagapagligtas natin. Kasi nung bago tayo naligtas, ang alam lang natin, tagapagligtas natin siya. Okay? Pero habang tumatagal, dapat natin kilalanin sino ba itong tagapagligtas natin? Bakit yung ba tayo niligtas? Ano ba ang dahilan? So, yung mga ganun bagay. At the more na nakikilala natin ang Panginoon, the more na mai-experience natin ang magagandang katangian ng ating pong Diyos. Okay? Number two, we gain knowledge of Christ by experiencing of Him. Katulad nga po na sinabi ko, the more na nagkakaroon tayo ng kaalaman sa kung ano ang karakter ng ating pong Diyos, ng ating pong Panginoong Jesucristo, mas nai-experience pa po natin ang kanyang kabutihan, ang kanyang kapangyarihan po para po sa atin. Yan po. So yan po yung number one, walk in increasing knowledge. And number two, so walk in fruitful service. So sabi po dito, our knowledge of the will of God must be always practical. Pag sinabi po natin practical, mayroon kumbaga may konting, may ini-expect na resulta. Na hindi lamang po puro kaalaman lang, na hanggang dito lang. Siyempre, dapat mayroong gumagana, may kumikilos. Yun po yun. Okay? Hindi sapat po kasi na may kaalaman lang tayo, na meron tayong nalalaman. Ang gusto po ng Panginoon, nung tayo po ay maligtas, makilala natin siya. Pangalawa, i-apply natin. Okay? So, yan po yun. So, we must know it in order to do it. Ayan. Napaka-simple po, no? Kumbaga na sa simpleng salita lang po, we must know it, dapat nating malaman para ito po ang natin ay magawa. Okay. Paano ka naman gagawa kung hindi mo naman alam kung anong gagawin mo? Siyempre, mag-aaral muna tayo. Okay? So, kung ikaw naman, kung para ikaw ay makagawa, ikaw muna ay mag-aral. Okay? So, para naman tayo makapag-aral, dapat magkaroon din naman tayo ng experience mula sa ating pong, kumbaga experience is malaman din natin kung ano yung mga katangian ng ating Panginoon. So, good knowledge without a good life will not profit. Yan. Kung tayo po ay may kaalaman, pero wala naman pong tayong ipinapakitang bunga or mabuting bunga, eh, wala rin naman po. Hindi rin, wala rin pong kapakinabangan sa ating po boy. Para sa atin po, no? Wala po yung pakinabang. Ayan. So, yun po yung unang dalawang ating pong napag-aralan. Walk in increasing knowledge. Number two, walk in fruitful service. So, good words will not do. Ayan. Good words will not do without good works. Puro salita, wala namang gawa. Yun po yun. Kumbaga, yan po yung sa madaling sabi, eh, puro lang naman tayo salita, kulang naman tayo sa gawa. Wala rin po.
So, madaldal lang.
Oo, madaldal lang. Puro salita lang. Pero yun, kumbaga parang, alam mo yun, disenyo lang. Hindi po maganda. Yan. So, bearing fruits or our good works are essential to our witness. Ayan. Ito po, kumbaga, ito po, nung ito po yung aking pinag-aaralan, eh, sabi ko, tumama sa akin. Eh, no? Sabi ko, bearing fruits or our good works are essential to our witness. So, tayo po as mananampalataya o mga bagong mananampalataya or matagal ng mananampalataya, kumbaga, the more kasi na nagpapakita kung ano kasi yung nakikita sa atin, yung kasi yung magiging, kumbaga, ganun tayo kasi husgahan ng ibang tao eh. Di ba ho? Ako po kasi ganito yan, na kunyari sinasabi mong Kristiyano ka, pero hindi naman nakikita sa buhay mo, hindi, wala rin po. Yan. So, kapag sinasabi natin tayo po ay mananampalataya na, ini-expect din sa atin po na nagbubunga tayo o meron tayong ginagawang mabuti. Okay? At yung po yung magiging basihan, yung po yung paraan para po tayo magiging magandang halimbawa para po sa mga nakakakita sa atin. Okay po? So, yan po yan. So, ngayon, pupunta na po tayo sa ating po, ay ito po, dito po natin kukunin yung ating pong pangatlong puntos sa Colossians, at saka yung sa huli, sa part 4. So, may you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father. So, medyo mga, may mga naka-outline na, so may mga idea na po tayo, no? Mamaya po, di-discuss natin. Who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. So, ayan po, ayan, medyo nakita nyo na. Ayan. So, dito na po tayo sa ating pong part 3. Okay, so, ayan po, Pastor Jun.
Oy! Kamusta dyan? Wala nang ulan dyan?
Ay, wala na po. Umukay na.
Oh, medyo wala na rin dito.
Sakto, no?
Oh, good thing bumalik yung internet.
Actually, para ano po, nagpa-pray po kami kanina, 10 minutes before. Talagang marubdub eh, yung aming pong pananalangin na medyo sabi ko, Lord, patigilin nyo na po yung ulan. Lord, ibalik nyo na po yung internet. And saktong-sakto na wala. Yan. Salamat po.
Oh, kasi yung backup internet connection din namin, hindi rin siya enough yung kanyang bandwidth. Ibig sabihin yung speed niya para makapag-stream. So we're waiting talaga doon sa PLDT natin na bumalik. PLDT baka naman. Really? Akala kasi ng PLDT mga tao rito, mga maaga natutulog, hindi nila alam na 24 hours kami dito. Alam nila lang gumagap.
Hindi. Taga ba ko ulit?
We thank the Lord, no? We thank the Lord for bringing back the connection. Yes. At sana tuloy-tuloy para wala tayong putol. So amen. Thank you, Brother JR, for reviewing us. Bigyan tayo ng mga pointers na makareview at nakita natin kung paano nag... kumbaga, yung development o yung flow ng study na meron tayo. Kasi hindi natin pwedeng ikat ang isang puntos para lang makapag-share ng isang puntos. But it must be, sabi natin, may connection lahat eh. It's a development yung pinag-aaral natin. That's why yung Colossians chapter 1 verses text na meron tayo, 9 to 12, kung tingnan natin, ay isang ano siya eh, isang paksa na isang topic na kung saan ang daming laman sa loob. Parang pagbukas mo, uy, ang dami pala to, parang naguguluhan ako kung ano unahin. Pero dapat mayroong continuity, mayroong pagkakasunod-sunod for us to be able to really understand kung ano yung sinasabi ng Panginoon through Apostle Paul during those times na meron sila. And it's also para sa atin, no? That's why I agree with what you have said na hindi lang ito para sa mga bagong ligtas or bagong kakilala sa Panginoon. Ito rin ay para sa mga tao na mga mananampalataya na meron ng matagal na relasyon sa Panginoon pero na naiipit o na-stuck doon sa isang sitwasyon na parang nagda-doubt na sila or naguguluhan na sila or why is there's no progress, why is there's no development. So ito ay para sa atin, para sa lahat. And I hope and I pray na sa pag-aaral natin ay may makuha pa tayong mga bagay na ikalalago ng bawat sa akin. So, balik tayo sa text na meron tayo, no? Unahin ko muna yung verse 11.
Okay pa.
And sabi nito, because our next point will be based on verse 11 ng chapter 1 ng Colossians. And kung titingnan nyo, napaka-simple lang noong construction ng sentences, ng sentence ng verse 11. Sabi doon, being strengthened, okay, with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. So, napakasimple ng construction. Para sabi nga ng iba, self-explanatory. Pero kung tingnan natin, if you're not going to analyze and carefully, sabi natin, scrutinize. You know, that is the word, scrutinize. Ibubusiin mo yung bawat salita, bubusiin mo yung bawat nabanggit ni Apostle Paul in these verses. That's why kung titingnan mo, it is a continuation ng prayer ni Apostle Paul. Yes. Sa chapter 1. Okay? Ang unang prayer kasi, ang unang target ni Apostle Paul, ang prayer niya, is tayo ay magkaroon ng increase in spiritual knowledge. And na-discuss na natin yun. Okay? Na-discuss na natin yun. And then, sumunod doon sa first point niya, sa first prayer point niya, is what? For us to have this kind of strength na meron tayo. Or magkakaroon tayo kung tayo ay mayroong connection sa Panginoon. Strength, kalakasan, power, might, sabi ni Apostle Paul sabi sa ibang translation, sabi sa ibang lingwahe, might, power, strength, kalakasan na mayroon tayo, nandun eh, ginamit dun. But kung titingnan natin, bakit sinabi ni Apostle Paul na we should be strengthened or must be strengthened with all might? According to the glorious, di ba? The glory of God. O yun yung sinasabi. Bakit sinabi ni Apostle Paul? Because Apostle Paul, alam niya that all tayo as believers, we are weak in ourselves. Okay? All are exempted. Hindi ako exempted. Hindi ibig sabihin na ako pastor. Oy, mas angat ka. Hindi ako exempted. Kasama ako. Lahat ng mga pastor, lahat ng mga leaders, lahat ng mga believers, hindi exempted. So ibig sabihin, it implies that all believers are weak in themselves or in ourselves. And, kung titingnan natin, sabi ni Apostle Paul, if you're going to follow the context, the thought of Apostle Paul, there is what we call insufficiency to do or to bear anything na kaya na sabi natin, nang gagaling sa atin or yung naranasan natin. Kulang yung power na meron tayo or kung titingnan natin, we don't have that kind of power to cope up sa mga nangyayari sa meron tayo bilang isang mananampalataya.
Okay.
So, na-experience mo naman yun, Brother JR, na ano, meron time sa life mo or sa life ko na you want to do something but you cannot. Yung palaging quote na sinasabi, the spirit is willing, but the flesh
It's weak.
Sabi natin, it's weak. Okay? Parang ganoon yung understanding na gusto mong gumawa ng mabuti, gusto mong gawin itong inutos ng Panginoon, pero you are in a position na kung saan, ay, parang kulang yung power na meron ako. Parang hindi tayo nakaplug sa main source na meron tayo. Kaya sabi nito, it implies that all believers are weak in themselves and insufficient to do or bear anything in relation to what we call Christianity or sa life na meron tayo. Tama so, ibig sabihin, sabi ni Apostle Paul, be strengthened. Yan. Pagpapalakas. In all might. With all might, sabi doon. Spiritual might o kung ano pang tawag natin, or strength. Pero sabi ni Apostle Paul, yung power na meron tayo bilang sa mananampalataya is always proportion doon sa circumstances na meron tayo. Ay, ibig sabihin, hindi sumusobra yung power na ibinigay sa akin ng Panginoon. Hindi sumusobra yung power na ibinigay sa akin ng Panginoon. It is just exact or proportion doon sa need na meron tayo based on the circumstances na meron tayo. So, yun yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul. That's why, sabi rito, kapag sinabi natin to be strengthened in all might, okay, in all power, ibig lang sabihin yan, sabi ni Apostle Paul, is what? To enable us to resist. Yan ha? One of the points na meron tayo. To enable us to resist the temptations. That's why, hindi lang tayo pinag-pray ni Apostle Paul na mag-increase in spiritual knowledge, pero gusto rin ni Apostle Paul na magkaroon tayo ng strength, all might, according to the glory of God, o sa glorious power ng Panginoon, for us to be able to what? To resist temptations. Isa, eh, hindi naman pwede sabihin na, so parang wala akong temptations. Kakaiba ka naman kung wala akong temptations. Lahat tayo meron temptations.
Lahat.
Tama? Lahat tayo meron temptation. And then secondly, sabi doon, so that we can stand against, okay, against them. Okay? I don't know kung sino yung them. Pero kung titan, so that we can stand against them to those who are what? Persecuting you, oppressing you, or doing something bad on you, so that we can stand against them. And to bear up under them. Okay? Magkaiba yung mag-stay ka dyan, kahit ng pangit ng circumstances mo, at iba rin yung you can stand against them. So, magkaiba yun. Okay? And then sabi dyan, we need also this kind of power, we need also this kind of strength for us to be able to oppose the corruption of our nature. Yan. Okay? Ibig sabihin, in ourselves, because we are still, okay, meron pa rin sundot yung tinatawag na kasalanan.
Correct.
Ibig sabihin, nag-struggle tayo, all of us are struggling dahil meron pa rin kasalanan na nandyan lang sa tabi-tabi.
Tama.
Oh, kailangan natin ng strength for us to be able what? To oppose the corruption of our own nature. Not just our own nature. Yung company na meron tayo. Yung mga friends na meron tayo. Sabihin natin na bad company na meron tayo. Yung mga wars against us or against them. Or something that threatens us. Yung mga tao or mga bagay na binibigyan tayo na sabihin natin yung parang takot. Okay? Mga tao, mga bagay, sabihin natin, mga pangyayari na ang goal is what? To destroy us as believers? Totoo yun. Okay? We are all experiencing those kinds of what? Na mga bagay na kung saan sabihin natin, ay, kailangan masira tayo. Masira yung testimony na meron tayo. So yun yun eh. And then not only that, sabihin, we need to be strengthened, okay? For us to be able to bear our own cross.
Ah, correct. Tama. Well,
we are all disciples. And we are going to bear our own cross. Yung calling na meron tayo, yung reason why God called us to this kind of life or what we call Christianity. Because meron tayong sariling purpose. Ikaw, I know you have your own calling and I know you know your own calling.
Yes.
Ako rin, alam ko yung my own calling and alam ko rin kung bakit tayo tinawag ng Panginoon, kung bakit ako tinawag ng Panginoon. Sabi diyan, we need to bear our own cross. That's why we need the strength of God in all might, in all power, for us to be able what? To do that. Okay? For us to be able to do that. So, ibig sabihin, without the presence and the grace of God and the grace of Christ, sabi diyan, which is what yung mga pang, yung cross na meron tayo, those crosses na meron tayo sa life, okay, are very heavy. Mm-hmm. Mabigat. Okay? And sabi diyan, kapag pumasok pa yung tinatawag na afflictions, kapag pumasok pa yung tinatawag na adversities, mm-hmm. kapag pumasok pa yung tinatawag na lust of the flesh, mm-hmm. lust of the eyes, okay? Ang dami. So, ibig sabihin, kailangan talaga natin ng kalakasan. Kailangan talaga natin ng might, with all might in all power na nanggagaling sa Panginoon. And then not only that, we need also to be strengthened because as believers, we need to perform our what? Duties? O sabihin na natin, religious duties na meron tayo. Mm-hmm. Okay? We have what we call the whole of the work of our generation na meron tayo at makikita natin, ay, oo nga, ano? Kaya nga sayo mo kayo na, napakaganda ng pinuntat mo at in-emphasize mo kayo na, na it is essential to our witness.
Correct.
We are going to do this because it is our living testimony.
Correct.
I'm going to speak tomorrow sa ano sa youth fellowship ng sa Bago City sa Malingit. I'm going to discuss about imitating God or imitators of God or sa ibang translation followers of God. Okay? Mm. Ang sabi doon ni Apostle Paul, we're not going to follow God or imitate God in the sense of what we call his power and his being God. We cannot do that. It is walang hindi talaga natin makakopy or mai-imitate yung power at yung sovereignty ng Panginoon sa buhay na meron tayo. Pero sinasabi doon that we need to imitate God, okay? Mm-hmm. In the essence or based on his love. Yung we can imitate that. It is possible mm-hmm. for us to imitate that kind of what? Character or traits or sabihin natin, deity na meron tayo sa Panginoon na pag-usapan. Pero mm-hmm. kung titingnan natin, yung word na imitate there in Ephesians, doon natin nakuha yung salitang mimic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mimic. Alam niyo yung okay. ano? Mind.
Yeah, okay. Mind. Yes.
You are acting because ginaya mo isang bagay o metabek, mayroong mind. Ibig sabihin, for you to be able to describe something na gusto mo, you're going to act it out. You're not allowed to say a word. Okay? Sometimes, kung titignan natin, as, you know, Christians, as disciples, sometimes we don't need words to say, to relay what we want or what we need to do.
Actions.
Dapat, ganon din yung mananampalataya. Okay? Mm-hmm. We need to be like a mime that our action will speak and sabi natin, action speaks louder than words.
Louder than words, yes. Correct.
And sabi nga ng isang very old preacher, okay? Use actions and if necessary, use few words.
Few. Okay.
So, Few words. So, ibig sabihin, we need strength, sabi mm-hmm. ni Apostle Paul, because we are going to act out or reflect what is God in our lives. Kung ano yung buhay ng Panginoon sa life natin. That's why, importante na tayo ay merong power, merong energy, merong, sabihin natin, paghuhugutan ng lakas. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not, again, not our own power, but according to the power of His glory. Glory ng Panginoon, power ng Panginoon in all might, yun po yung sinasabi. So, yun po yung context ng Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. So, in fact, kung titingnan natin, it seems to me that this is the key to everything. Okay? Magkaroon tayo ng strength. Tapos na yung increasing knowledge, dapat nag-increase tayo ng knowledge. Sabi naman ni Apostle Paul, I pray na kayo ay magkaroon ng kalakasan in all might. Okay? Mm-hmm. In all might. Tinan mo sa next point natin. Verse yan susunod. Next one. Ayan. Next pa. Ayan. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, we must be strengthened with all power in order to live the Christian life in the first place. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ilan nyo ha? It is impossible for you to walk a Christian life without mm-hmm. the strength of God.
Of course. True.
Oh,
true.
Very clear. Okay? Very clear na sinabi natin doon. Pero sabi dyan, without the power of God, we simply can't live for Christ.
I agree.
Amen. Okay. So, ibig sabihin, kung yun ang pinupunto ni Apostle Paul, tama siya. Okay? Na kailangan natin yung strength na galing sa Panginoon for us to be able to live for Christ. Kasi nga, ano yung context noong chapter 1 verses 1 to 12 na meron tayo? That we might walk worthy of God.
Worthy of the Lord.
Okay? So, ibig sabihin, kung walang power na galing sa Panginoon, we cannot walk worthy of the Lord.
Amen.
So, very, very clear, no? Sabi pa dyan, it takes the power of God to live for God.
That's it.
Wala na iba. Okay? Wala na ibang source ng power. It yes. takes the power of God to live for God. Hindi, hindi po sinabi ni Apostle Paul that it takes our own power, human power, to live for God. Hindi po sinabi ni Apostle Paul doon. Pero sabi doon ni Apostle Paul, it is very clear, basahin ko po ulit sa inyo, being strengthened with all power according to what? Yung power according to His glorious might. Whose glorious might? God Himself. God Himself. Yung power natin, hindi galing sa atin, but according to His glorious might. Mamaya explain ko sa inyo kung ano ibig sabihin ng glorious at kung ano ibig sabihin ng according to His might o yung word na might doon sa verse 11. So yun po yung sinasabi natin. Again, ulitin ko, it takes the power of God to live for God.
For
mga listeners, huwag niyong kalimutan, kailangan ng kalakasan mula sa Panginoon for us to be able to live for God.
Amen.
Oh, di ba? Yung first point natin, increase walk in increasing knowledge. Di ba na-discuss natin na sabi natin doon na si Apostle Paul, he wanted to know Christ more. Okay? Yung sabi ni Apostle Paul, he wanted to know Christ more and then he also wanted to know the power of His resurrection. Dalawa, I want to know more Christ and I want to know more about the power of His resurrection. So kung titignan natin, sa next point na meron tayo, ting! Sabi niya sa next point na meron tayo, yan, sabi ni Apostle Paul, sabi ang punto ni Apostle Paul, when we come to Christ, okay, we receive the power of supernatural life. Ibig pa sabihin, Pastor, you are now a superhero or sabihin natin, you have now the power of Superman. Hindi, pag sinabi natin supernatural life, I'm still referring to what we call Christian life na meron tayo. Sabi dyan, it is the power to transform. Yun. Kanina, yung supernatural life, I'm referring to this. It is the power to transform our lives.
Amen.
Okay? The power of Christ's resurrection has the power to transform our lives. Yan. Okay? So, very, very clear, ha? So, next na dyan, bidyan. It is the power to enable us, okay, to resist temptation.
Yeah.
We all agree, okay? We all agree. We have our own temptations, okay? Alam mo yung kanta ng hindi natin abutan pero narinig na natin. Yung kantang oh tukso,
layuan mo ako.
Oh, yun, yeah. Hindi naman lalayo yung tukso eh.
Hindi tulog.
Ah, di ba? Hindi naman lalayo yung tukso eh. Kaya tayo yung lalayo. So it is the power to enable us to live lives dedicated to Christ.
Amen.
Supernatural life, supernatural power. Empowerment and strengthened in all might, sabi ni Apostle Paul. Sabi dyan, it is, okay, is spiritual power and we must have it.
We must, yes.
Okay. Spiritual power and we must have it. Bakit? Because we are now with dealing with what we call spiritual things. Okay? Because we are now Christians. So, it is spiritual power and we must have it. Sa next point, I don't know kung nalagay ko, no? Kasi nakalagay, mayroon akong verse. Yan, verse. Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Verse.
Tama ba yan? Verse 8 ba yan? Okay. Verse 8. Sabi dyan, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Okay? Alam mo ba yung context noong chapter 1 verse 8 ng Acts? Yun yung time na kung saan parang he Christ was about to, you know, to ascend sa heaven. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nagpaalam na siya. Nagpapaalam na siya sa mga disciples, sa mga apostles, sa meron siya. Pero yung context niyan, sabi doon, Jesus told his disciples, okay? Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until, okay, they had received power. Okay, that's why sabi diyan ni Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you will receive power. Kasi aalis na eh, babalik na ang Panginoon Jesus Kristo sa langit. Mm-hmm. Pero sabi niya sa mga disciples, sabi niya sa kanyang mga followers, okay? Sabi diyan, oh, dalang muna kayo sa Jerusalem. Huwag kayong aalis pag ako ay umakyat na. Intayin niyo munang dumating yung power. Intayin niyo munang dumating yung power, okay? Kasi yun yung promise ng Panginoong Jesus Kristo eh. Aalis siya, pero he's going to leave someone as a comforter, as a help, which is the Holy Spirit. Okay? Mm-hmm. So yun sabi ng Panginoon sa Kristo. Tignan nyo ha, itong mga taong ito, nakausap ng Panginoon sa Kristo before he went back to heaven. For 3 years, they walked with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Sa ministry ha. They walked with him sa ministry ng Panginoon, Panginoon sa Kristo. They had been, tignan nyo ha, mga disciples, they had been personally trained by Jesus Christ himself. Kasama nila eh. Okay? Mm-hmm. In the flesh. Kasama nila ang Panginoon Jesus Kristo. And now, they were given a commission, okay, to go and tell what they knew. O sabi ng Panginoon Jesus Kristo, kasama niyo ako for 3 years sa ministry na meron tayo, na meron ako. Na-train ko na kayo how to do the ministry. And then, I will give you the commission to tell what you have learned from me. Okay? Pero sabi ng Panginoon Jesus Kristo, ang kanyang punto, but you could not do this without his power.
Okay.
That's why he's going to send, the Father will going to send the Holy Spirit to be there together with them so that magkaroon sila ng power. Kung titingnan natin, bro, no, itong mga kausap ng Panginoon Kristo, mga disipulo, mga apostles, those who have witnessed in the flesh the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Lord Jesus Christ did during his ministries, in his days sa earth na meron tayo, titingnan natin, they knew the truth. Alam nila yung katotohanan. Okay? Mm-hmm. Alam nila yung katotohanan. They had the knowledge, meron silang kaalaman in what we call bearing fruits. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Alam nila yun eh, na kailangan nila lumago at magkaroon ng bunga sa life. Tinuro yun ng Panginoon sa Kristo. But they needed power to do those things na meron sila. Kaya kung titingnan natin sa next point, Brother JR, sa ating PowerPoint. Titingnan natin, ang alam nila, o alam ng Panginoon sa Kristo, pakibasa mo, Brother JR.
Okay. So for them to be effective witnesses, they would need more than knowledge. They would need more than all their experience with Jesus had provided for them. They would need the ongoing presence of God. True.
Yun. Okay? So, for them to be able to what? To be effective witnesses. Okay? Dahil meron, kahit na meron silang fruits, kahit na meron silang what we call knowledge in bearing fruits, okay? They still needed yung power na nanggagaling sa Panginoong sa Kristo lamang. Okay? Yung po tinatawag na promise ng Panginoong sa Kristo, ng promise ng God the Father, is the Holy Spirit Himself. It means God's presence is our main power. I hope maging clear. Okay? Mm-hmm. God's presence is our main power in life. Okay? That's why sa text natin, basahin uli natin. Babasahin ko uli. I-click mo, Brother Jar. Kung unan dyan, kung nilagay ko. Text natin. Oh, wala. Oh, basahin ko na lang. Wala dyan. Sige. I-stay mo lang dyan. I-stay mo lang dyan. Sabi dyan. Okay, Colossians chapter 1 verse 11 again. Listen. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might so that you may have great endurance and patience. Okay? So sabi ko sa inyo kanina, himahimayin natin yung verse. And I hope na matapos kagad natin para masama na natin yung last point. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yung last point. Okay, sabi nila, the word strengthen. Okay? Anong pagkakaintindi natin kapag sinabi yung strengthen? Okay? Palakasin ka, bigyan ka ng power, bigyan ka ng kalakasan. Pero kung titingnan natin, yung tense na ginamit sa word na sense, na, na strengthen, or yung praise na being strengthened, is passive. Pastor, ba't kong sinasabi yan? Very technical ka naman eh. Hindi, kasi for us to be able to know kung ano yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul. Kapag sinabi natin passive tense, ibig sabihin, merong agent na nag-a-act in behalf of you.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, ibig sabihin, being strengthened, there will be someone who will going to give you strength. Kaya nga sabi doon, being strengthened, there is someone is going to give you power, or there is someone to going to empower you. Not just kind of power, but sabi doon, simply with all power. Uy, grabing klaseng power, with all kinds of power. Okay, meron kang x-ray vision. Hindi naman, hindi naman. Meron kang x-ray vision, okay? So, strengthened, okay? Ang Holy Spirit na meron tayo sa life natin bilang sa mananampalataya, He is the one who's what? Doing the action of giving strength, giving power in all kinds of power. So, yun po yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul. Na yung power na meron tayo, hindi po yan galing sa atin sarili. Galing po yan sa Holy Spirit. Tama? Yung power na meron tayo, kung bakit ka nakalagpas sa isang pagsubok, it is not by your power. It is power of the Holy Spirit, which is what? Which is who is living in us right now. So, kung titingnan pa tayo yung literal na, na sentence ng verse 11, sabi yun, being made mighty in all might. Okay? Being made mighty in all might. Isn't it a great promise para sa atin? Napaka-gandang promise yan eh. That's why, if you are struggling, if you are, you know, under pressure, try to remember and remember this thing or this truth na tinuturo sa atin ng Bible through Apostle Paul. Okay? Nasabi dyan that the Holy Spirit Himself is doing the action of giving us power and empowering us. So, kaya kung titingnan natin, parang wala na tayong rason para sabihin natin, Lord, hindi ko magagawa. Oo, hindi mo talaga magagawa by yourself. Pero kung gagawin natin, okay, yung kaalaman na tinuturo sa atin ng Bible that the Holy Spirit is doing His own action in providing power for us to be able to live and, you know, to continue serving God. So ito po yung tinasabi natin, being strengthened in the power, in all power, in kind, all kinds of power na meron tayo na galing sa Panginoon. So, napakaganda at napakalinaw ng sinasabi ni Apostle Paul. Kung pag sinabi natin diyan power, being strengthened, okay, to make you strong, to make us strengthened, okay, power, ability, stability, all kinds of power, performing power, all kinds of power, sinasabing moral power, excellence power, or excellence of the soul, and the power, not just being power, but the power to influence, yun po yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul na meron tayo. So that's why, napakaganda po ng point na meron tayo that we need to walk in increasing power, spiritual power na meron tayo. So sabi dyan, balikan ko yung verse ha, sabi dyan,
okay pa.
Being strengthened with all power according to what? To His glorious might.
Amen.
Tinan nyo ha? The Holy Spirit is doing His part in making us strong, in making us, you know, mighty sa life na meron tayo spiritually. Because, okay, yung power na meron siya is what? God's power itself.
Correct.
In all His glorious might, okay? Or according to the might of His glory. Tignan nyo, bakit ko sinabi na it is the power of God? Or it is the power of, you know, the creator itself or himself. Okay? Kasi yung pong ginamit na salita sa salitang second point na meron tayo, according to His glorious might. The word might there ay nagsalita na tumutukoy lamang sa power ng ating Diyos.
Correct. So, amen.
It is simple to say this is the power. Okay? You have your own power. You are being strengthened. But to know the things na tinuturo sa atin ng Bible, tinuturo sa atin ng Biblia, that Apostle Paul was referring to the mighty or glorious power of God. Bakit po? Bakit ko po sinabi? Bakit ko sinabi, Brother JR? Because the word power there, the word might there, comes from the Greek word kratos. Ayan na naman, Pastor. Nagsalita ka na naman ng mga high paluting words, mga kratos. Greek words. Okay? Kratos or kratos. Okay? Mm. Na it's a old word for perfect strength. Ooh. At yung salitang kratos ay ginagamit lamang, okay, sa Biblia na konektado sa Panginoon. Okay? Hindi niyo po makikita yung salitang ganoon sa mga pag ito ay tumutukoy lang sa mga
bagong kaalaman. Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So it is the old word for perfect strength na laging kaduktong ang pangalan ng Diyos Ama.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi diyan, being strengthened in all might according sa power na nanggagaling lamang sa Diyos Ama or God the Father himself. So napakalinaw. That's why I agree also with Ephesians chapter 10 at chapter 6 verse 10. Sabi doon ni Apostle Paul, finally be strong in the Lord in the strength of his might. The same word, kratos. Okay? Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. So mga kapatid, when you experience this power, real strength na meron tayo, it is not, or it will not because, not be because you finally tap into your strength. Hindi sabihin, ay, nang lakas mo naman, bilib ako sa'yo. Bilib ako sa'yo, kayang-kaya mo eh. Okay? But because we finally gave up relying on our own strength. Tignan nyo, for us to be able to really feel the power of God, dapat hindi tayo mag-rely sa sarili natin.
Tama po yan.
Okay?
Tama. Mm-hmm.
Ibig sabihin, the more we rely on the power of God, the more we can see how weak we are.
Diba? Okay, tama yan.
Napaka-simple lang minsan.
Simple, oh yes.
Oo. Hindi mo kailanman mapifeel o maranasan ang power ng Panginoon hanggat hindi mo ibinababa ang iyong bandera at sasabihin mo, wala akong power. Ay, kasi marami sa atin, kahit matagal na mananampalataya, merong pride. Merong fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Okay? Merong fried chicken. So, alam nyo, very deceiving nowadays yung society na meron tayo. Because ang pinoportray ng society na meron tayo is what? Sabi ng society, I want you to believe that you are filled with what? Unbounded potential for you to be able to accomplish what you want or what you want, what you desire. Po yung pinuturo sa Bible. That is what? False hope. False hope po yun. Tignan nyo, kung manunood kayo ng TV at maraming commercial, anong binibigay na sa inyo? False hope. Okay?
Tama.
So, if we're not going to analyze it carefully and if we're going to fall on that kind of trap na meron tayo in our society, you cannot sabi na hindi ka po makakaranas ng kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. At ang kahuli-hulihan kapag nagtiwala ka sa power na meron ka, sarili mong power, what? Babaksak pa rin tayo.
Correct.
O, kaya marami na po frustrate na Christians. Kaya marami na di-discourage na Christians. Kaya marami na di-disappoint na Christians. Because they are relying on their own power.
Tama.
Pero sabi ng Apostle Paul, sabi ng Bible, it is the power, okay, na galing sa power ng Panginoon. So therefore, it is not us na merong credit kung bakit tayo nakalagpas sa isang pagsubok. Okay? Sabi sa point na meron tayo nandyan, the key to achieving anything truly meaningful or lasting is what? Realizing we will not achieve anything truly meaningful or lasting on our own. We need to realize that. Okay? Kailanman sa buhay natin, hindi tayo, Christianity speaking, kailanman sa buhay natin, hindi tayo makaka-achieve ng something meaningful or something lasting based on our own power.
Correct.
I hope maging clear. If you feel weak, kung naramdaman mo na mahina ka or nanghihina ka, you do not need more of you. But you need more of God.
Tama.
Dapat maging clear. Okay?
Clear.
Kung palagay mo ito ay mananampalataya at nanghihina ka, nanlulungo ka, you feel like what hindi mo feel. Kailangan sabi hindi mo, kaya nga minsan encourage mo naman yung sarili mo. Encourage mo naman yung sarili mo. Hindi.
Totoo yan.
You need more of God, not of yourself.
Correct. Tama.
Wala tayo mapuproduce na power na sabihin natin makaka-cope up tayo sa problema o sa pagsubok na tinatawag na Christianity or life. Sa pagiging mananampalataya. So sabi dyan, again, the key to achieving anything truly meaningful or lasting is realizing we will not achieve anything truly meaningful or lasting on our own. Yan po ang napaka-simple. Okay? So sabi natin, we need to be strengthened or being strengthened with all power. Okay? Mm-hmm. According to His glorious might. Ibig sabihin, the Holy Spirit Himself, if you are a new Christian and if you are new struggling, if you're an old Christian and still struggling, okay? God's power is always available for you.
Always.
Ang sinasabi ng Panginoon sa Kristo, sinasabi ng banal na kasulatan, that we are being strengthened in every circumstances or circumstance na meron tayo. Sa next point na meron tayo. Actually, it's a verse, okay? Philippians, pakibasa, brother. Yeah,
okay, so that is Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him or through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Brother Jay. Kung tingnan natin, si Apostle Paul, kung tingnan natin, parang ang layo na agwat ng buhay niya sa buhay natin. ang layo ng
difference,
milya-milyahe or kilakilometers yung agwat ng Christian life niya sa
buhay
na meron tayo. Pero kung tingnan natin, napakasimple ng sinasabi ni Apostle Paul. I have learned in whatsoever situation, whatsoever circumstance, okay? I am to be content. Okay? Kasi akala ng Kristiyano, kung meron kang plenty, kung ikaw ay nasa plenty, kung ikaw ay nasa abundance, okay? Hindi mo kailangan ng power. That's why sabi ni Apostle Paul, I am to be content, okay? I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger. Alam niyo mga kapatid, kung tingnan natin, mas mahirap po ang pagsubok ng dinadala ng tinatawag na abundance sa buhay.
Totoo ba?
Mas mahirap po yung kakarapin natin pagsubok if you are in a position of in life na ikaw ay sobra-sobra ang abundance na meron ka. Grabe yung blessings mo. Okay? Grabe yung blessings mo. Sabi nito, when Saul or Paul increase, okay, ating nasa point natin, i-check ko lang ha. Paki-check nga.
Yeah. Yan.
When Saul increase all the more in strength as a new believer, nag-grow si Apostle Paul eh. Nag-grow siya. Alam naman natin ang background ni Apostle Paul. Increase in all the more in strength as a new believer and ambassador for Christ, God was strengthening and equipping him to face anything. Kaya niyo, hindi naman sinabi na in hunger lang, in need lang. Sinabi ni Apostle Paul, hunger and plenty, need abundance, low and highs of life, okay? Kailangan niya ng power. He needs to be content, okay? Kung maranasan niya yung two contrasting truth about life. Abundance, trial, abundance, paghihirap, need, plenty. Contrasting truth na meron tayo. At lahat yun, nararanasan natin bilang sa mananampalataya. At lahat yung mga bagay na yun, naranasan ni Apostle Paul. Mga kapatid, ito po ang ibig kong ipunto. That it is a reminder that we need this kind of strength. Kratos, okay? That power that comes from God. Okay? When we receive blessing, mas kailangan mo ng power kapag nakatanggap ka ng blessing.
Correct.
Kasi minsan, merong dilema yung tinatawag na blessings sa part ng mga mananampalataya. Minsan, yun yung nagiging dahilan kung bakit lumalayo ka sa Panginoon.
Yan. Yan ang gusto ko rin i-point out, Pastor. Di
ba?
Yes.
Marami tayo mga kilala ng mga nanampalataya na lumayo sa Panginoon because they have so much in life.
Marami.
They have so much in life. Akala nila, hindi nila kailangan ng strength. Akala nila, binibless sila ng Panginoon. It is a reminder that we need this kind of strength from God. As much in blessing and as we do in salvation. Parehas lang. Kung ikaw ay merong abundance, kung ikaw ay merong need, you still need the same power and strength from God. Mm-hmm. So, dapat very clear. Okay? Next point. Ito, next point. Sabi dyan. Ayan, basahin mo, bro.
Okay, sige. God strengthens us not only to defy evil and serve others and share boldly, but to be content in every circumstances, to experience a deep and confident joy in Him regardless of our weaknesses and trials. Amen.
Yan. Okay? Kasi akala ng maraming mananampalataya, akala ng maraming Kristiyano, akala ng mga born again Christians, okay? Kailangan na lang nila ng strength kapag mayroong trials. It is clear, okay? Tama naman ang sinasabi natin. God strengthen us, okay? Not only to resist or reduce the evil na meron na kalaban natin. Hindi lang yun. Kailangan natin ng strength, okay? Not just what? To serve others and what? To share boldly. But, kailangan din natin ng strength for us to be able to be contented like Apostle Paul sa life na meron tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You cannot be contented with what you have right now sa blessing ng Panginoon kung wala tayong power ng Panginoon.
Tama po. Amen.
Okay? It's we need the same power na kailangan natin sa trials at power na kailangan natin sa blessings. Parehas lang ni power yun na galing sa Panginoon. Bakit? For us to be able to experience malalim, okay, confident joy na meron tayo in Him regardless of our circumstances or regardless of our own weaknesses and trials in life. So, balikan ko yung verse, okay? Wala ka bang tanong?
Wala naman, Pastor.
Buti naman. Buti naman. Sabi dyan, verse 11 again, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might.
Amen.
At yung purpose sa part ng verse, that you may have great endurance and patience. Okay? Ini-empower tayo ng Holy Spirit, the promise of God, the Holy Spirit, okay, in all might, in all power, according to Kratos, the power of God, para, ayan, para magkaroon tayo ng great endurance at para magkaroon tayo ng tinatawag na patience. Okay? Alam naman natin yan, patience. O, sabi niyo sa ibang text, long-suffering. Okay? Tama ba? May, sa ibang, I think, King James, he used the word long-suffering. And, at saka lang ha, verse 11. Okay, basahin ko sa King James.
Baka sabihin long-suffering with joyfulness, Pastor. Patience and long-suffering.
Oh, yun. Long-suffering. Baka sabihin mo kasi masyado akong nag-realize sa NIV. Gusto ko lang NIV kasi napaka-clear. Okay. Ibig sabihin, madaling intindihan. And gusto ko rin yung ESV. Eh, I'm not King James only. Meron din akong King James. Okay, magkalala.
Okay.
sabi dyan, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Sabi sa King James. Ang ganda rin po sinabi ng King James. O, ano naman ibig sabihin nito, mga kapatid? Direct to the point itong si Apostle Paul. Sabi dyan, kailangan natin ng power ng Panginoon, ng presence ng Panginoon, for us to be able to have patience and long-suffering. Okay? So parang parehas naman yung long-suffering saka patience, ah. Ay siguro yung long suffering mahaba lang talaga.
Long lang talaga.
anong difference? Kung titingnan natin nasa next point na meron tayo. Ay. Ayan. Okay? We were told that this power gives us an ability to endure. Okay? Ability to endure. We must have endurance if we are going to be successful in our walk with God. Ano yung, alam mo, hindi, marami siguro hindi nakaabot ng ano eh, ng commercial na energizer. It keeps you going, going,
it keeps
going,
you going, yes.
Going. Yung yes. Bunny Rabbit na laruan nakaabot na sa
wall of time.
Alam mo yun?
Nabutan ko pa yan.
Ibig sabihin, magkalapit lang tayo ng age. Magkalapit lang tayo ng age. Okay. Ibig sabihin, ganito mga kapatid. We must have endurance if we are going to be successful in our walk.
Correct. Correct, correct.
We need what we call endurance if we are going to walk worthy of God. Yun po yung sinasabi natin.
Mm-hmm.
Big bucket, ganito po. Sabi po natin, hard times will certainly come. Yes. Wala pong exempted hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Hard times, kaya nga nalulungkot ako minsan kasi ang dami ngayon mga I can say na mga false teachers.
talaga, pastor.
About the health and wealth of the gospel.
True.
Because they are giving us or giving those who are listening to them false hope. Hindi po pinaramis at hindi po sinabi ng Bible na kapag naging Christian ka, you are free of these what hard times. Hindi po yun ang sinabi ng Panginoon.
Mm-hmm.
So dapat maging clear po sa atin. Ang sinabi po sa atin ng Panginoon when we talk about hard times or trials in life, that God is what? Going to be there when you are going to experience trials. Mm-hmm. Yung kanyang presence. Pero hindi niya sinabi that we are all free when once we are what? Na naging Kristiyano. Hindi tayo magiging free lahat sa tinatawag na you know, hard times. But ang pangako niya that he will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, together. Kasamahan niya tayo. Hindi niya tayo iiwan. So sabi diyan, they always do. Okay? Hard times will certainly come. They always do. They come to everyone. Wala exempted. No exemption. But for the Christian walking in the power of God, we can have hope. Ito yung pangako. We can have hope in the midst of hard time. Yan. Tinan natin. The word patience, unang result o unang target kung bakit kailangan natin ng power. Okay? Wala na ako. Hindi ko na nilagay dyan.
Mm-hmm.
Patience. Okay? Pastor, ano naman yung patience? Kapag sinabi natin patience sa ibang dictionary, it means steadfastness. Kapag sinabi natin patience, ang ibig sabihin, sometimes it means constancy. Okay? Consistency. Kapag sinabi natin patience, kapag sinabi natin patience, it means sometimes endurance. Nagkakapalit minsan, long suffering, minsan endurance. Pero kapag sinabi natin patience, ang ibig sabihin niya is what? Is to remain under difficulties without giving up.
Uy.
Yun po yung tinatawag na patience.
Amen.
Okay.
Tama yun.
To remain under difficulties without giving up or without yielding.
Yes. Amen.
Yun po yung pasensya na tinatawag na sinasabi natin na kung may naranasan kang pagsubok sa buhay dahil nagtitiwala ka sa hope na binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon, you're going to remain there dahil you're going to stay there dahil alam mo, ano, tutulungan ka ng Panginoon at mayroong hope sa kabila ng kahirapan na meron tayo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun po yung tinatawag. Kailangan natin ng power mula sa Panginoon, the Kratos, the word itself, okay, for us to be able not to give up in any kinds of difficulty na meron tayo.
Mm-hmm.
So, siguro naranasan naman natin na, you know, mayroong pagkakataon sa buhay natin na nag-give in tayo. Kung may ibig sabihin, parang naubos yung pasensya na meron ta.
Correct.
Is doon sa present situation na meron.
Yes.
You can say all. Oh. Masabi natin, ay, meron akong pagkakataon sa buhay ko, nakaranas ako ng ganyan. Na nag-give in ako, na ubumigay ako, o sumuko ako.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Eh kasi nakalimutan natin yung power ng Panginoon. Nakalimutan natin yung promise ng Panginoon. So yun po yung ibig sabihin ng patience. Okay? Yes. Remaining under difficulties. Okay? At sabi natin doon, without giving up. Pasensya. Oh, maraming mga tao ang nakakaubos minsan ng pasensya. Totoo, no? Maraming mga tao minsan nakakaubos ng pasensya. Nakakaubos you know, yung mga natatago nating pasensya na nandyan lang. Pero ang katotohanan, kung wala tayong power ng Panginoong Jesucristo, we are always in the habit. Magsabi natin, mag-ipid na lang ako. Nakakapagod na.
Napulan na lang.
Nag-ipid na lang. And then, correct. Next, sabi dyan, ano naman yung long-suffering? Ah, okay, ano naman yung long-suffering? Magkaiba talaga sila ng word, no? Patience saka long-suffering, pulmonary, and then macrotomia. Ibig sabihin lang po, pag sila po nating long-suffering, okay, ito naman ha, may connection naman to sa mga tao. Yung long-suffering. Kung ang patience is remaining under difficulties without giving up, ang long-suffering naman ganito, okay? Long endurance that does not retaliate. Tignan mo yung difference? Okay? Pag sinabing long-suffering, long endurance, ibig sabihin, mayroong ka pa rin parte ng patience na nararanasan, okay? Pero, hindi ikaw yung nag-retaliate. Meron ganun eh. That's why kaya sinasabi ng maraming that's why ang sinasabi ng maraming tao na ubos na yung pasensya mo.
Nagtitimpi lang ako.
Kaya gumanti ako.
Yan.
Ibig sabihin, long suffering na wala. Okay? Correct. Yung long suffering, the long endurance that does not retaliate. Okay? Long endurance that does not make an attack. Long endurance that does not make an assault in return for a similar attack.
Magpinsan pala sila ng patience, no?
Kaya kung tingnan natin, kung meron kang pasensya, dapat hindi mawala ang long suffering.
Magkapatid, hindi lang pala magpinsan. Magkapatid pala.
Magkapatid sila. Okay? Magkapatid sila. Yung magkapatid na talagang hindi mo pwedeng paghiwalayin.
Kambal!
No. Kambal! Kambal! Okay? Ibig sabihin, totoo naman, no?
Oo.
Kasi ginagawa natin to sa maraming pagkakataon sa buhay natin, especially in social media.
Mm-hmm. Yan. Sige.
Sa Facebook, tira nyo. May kagalit ka, dilagay mo sa Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Sige.
Bumanat ka sa Facebook. Hindi mo gusto yung post ng isa. Bumanat ka. Nawala yung pasensya mo. Ano? Bumanat ka, gumanti ka ng, keyboard warrior! Keyboard warrior!
Yan. Sige.
magandang paalala to sa mga mananampalataya, sa mga bawat Kristiyano na.
Correct.
Magkaroon tayo ng pasensya. Yan. Yung pasensya na nag-i-endure, na nag-i-remain sa difficulties without giving up. At magkaroon tayo ng long-suffering, long endurance, na hindi bumabalik o gumaganti sa isang circumstances. Isang circumstance na meron.
Yan. Tama. Amen.
Tama po. That's why we can say na, uy, itong taong to, mananampalataya naman pala, pero nawala yung pasensya, saka gumanti pa. Di ba? Pangit ang testimony.
Correct.
That's why sometimes it's good to, you know, to limit our lives or our access to what we call, you know, social media na nagiging cause ng, you know, nakakahiya naman na doon ka pa mag-react sa social media.
Mm-hmm.
Ibig sabihin lang, ipapakita mo lang na, ay, nasaan ang power ng Panginoon sa'yo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nasaan yung power ng Panginoon sa'yo?
Mm-hmm.
And totoo naman kasi na may mga tao talaga na nakakaubos ng pasensya. At mayroong tao naman talaga na parang worthy na magantihan. Pero hindi ganun eh. Hindi ganun yung sinaturo ng Bible eh.
Correct.
Hanggat masagad natin yung tinatawag na pagpapakumbaba. Kasi sabi natin, humility is power under control. Okay. You have power, pero under control lang. So next, sabi natin.
Next slide, yeah.
So we know that God is going to come through. Okay? Even though we might not know when or how. Doon po papasok yung patience sa kalong-suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Meron tayong kaalaman. Meron tayong enough knowledge. Meron tayong hope na ang Panginoon nandiyan. Because of His power. Because of the Holy Spirit. Even though kahit na, okay, we do not know kung kailan papasok ang present o kailan natin mararamdaman o kailan kikilos o kung paano paraan nagkikilos ang Panginoon sa buhay natin. That's why kailangan talaga ng pasensya. Okay? Di ba usually naman, the normal thinking or the normal understanding ng humanity na kapag merong pagsubok na nararanasan, ang usually ang reaction natin, o dapat mamaya wala na ito ha. Gusto natin agad mag-escape. Ama, di ba? Without waiting for God to do His, work and for us to be able to see His purpose. So, yun po yun minsan nakakalungkot sa part na meron tayo. Sabi natin dyan, but we will never have this patient endurance. Nagsama ko na, long suffering saka endurance. Patient endurance in our own strength.
Yan,
kailanman hindi ka magiging pasensyoso kung wala ang power ng Panginoon. Kailanman hindi ka magiging long suffering, okay, or long sufferer kung meron man term na ganoon, kung wala ang term ng Panginoon. It will take the power of God. Sabi natin, it will take the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
We must be strengthened by His mighty power.
Amen. So,
napaka-simple lang sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, pero we are all guilty of most of the time na nagkakamali tayo at nauubos ang pasensya natin sa mga bagay na ito.
Amen.
So, ano ba yung next point ko dyan?
Next meron point. Meron pa, Pastor.
Meron pa?
Meron pa. Last
na. Yan. Yan. The next point. We must be strengthened with all power in order to live Christian life in the first place. Without the power of God, we, para inulit ko lang to siya na sa introduction natin kayo na, we can live for Christ. It takes the power of God to live for God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun yung end nung ano, no, nung third point natin. Pero, ang usapan natin, isama ko na lang yung last point. Okay lang ba? Okay lang?
Sige, Pastor.
Okay. No, masabi natin, ang third point natin is what? We need to walk, okay?
In spiritual power.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Tama ba ako? Check ko lang. Yan. Walk in spiritual power. Pangapat, panglas na lang, iduktong ko na lang kasi hindi ko pwedeng patulin eh. Pangapat, panglas na lang, sabi rito, we need to walk in joyful thanksgiving. Wala na tayo sa PowerPoint ha, mga kapatid. Kasi akala ko, okay pa na ihiwalay. Ipagsamahin ko na lang para sa next Friday, okay, ibang topic naman tayo.
Sige.
Okay, sabi natin dito, we need to walk in joyful thanksgiving. Sabi po dyan, basahin ko na lang, chapter 1 verses 1 to 11 to 12a, sabi dyan, finally, we must also walk in joyful thanksgiving. Okay? Joyful thanksgiving. And joyfully, thanks to the Father. Yan ang sinasabi natin, sabi ng isang translation. Sabi dyan, sometimes we sing the song, or most of the time we sing the song, give thanks with a grateful heart. Alam mo yung kanta na yun?
Apo, Pastor.
Giving thanks with a grateful heart. Kung titingnan kasi natin, giving thanks is significant, is a significant character of a Christian, a true Christian. Yung mga taong lagi nagpapasalamat, mga mananampalataya lagi nagpapasalamat, yan yung minsan evidence o nakikita natin ebidensya that they are true Christian, that they are born again. Sabi natin, true Christian is a thankful Christian. Okay? True Christian is a thankful person. Oh, we know just how to have to be thankful for. Marami tayong mga bagay na dapat pasalamatan. But kung titingnan natin, ito dapat tumatak sa puso at isipan ng mga tao. Of all the people, okay? Of all the people on the planet, we should be the most thankful.
Correct, tama po.
Okay? Oh, lahat ng mga mananampalataya. Okay? Of all the people on the planet, we should be the most thankful. Dapat tayong lagi nagpapasalamat. Dapat tayo yung mga tao na hindi naubusan ng papasalamatan sa Panginoon. Whether it be in plenty or in need, in abundance, or want, sabi ni Apostle Paul, dapat nagpapasalamat tayo. Of all, think of all that God has done for us, for you, for me, of course, kung titingnan natin, pinag-usapan natin, first episode, that the greatest blessing for which we should be thankful is our salvation. And Christ Himself. Yeah. Yun po yung blessing na dapat pasalamatan sa Panginoon. That is the greatest gift that could be given to anyone because of what Jesus did on the cross. Okay? In dying, you know, in sacrificing His own life, dapat maging masalamat tayo sa Panginoon. And as a matter of fact, we have so much of which to be thankful, no? Na meron tayo na dapat makita din in every circumstances. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, sabi doon, give thanks in all circumstances for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Uy, will pala ng Panginoon sa Kristo at gawin ng papasalamat. Iyon yung pagustuhan ng Panginoon. Eh. So no matter what the circumstances or circumstance, we can be thankful because this is God's will for us. Okay? Amen. Pero, ang sabi po doon that we are, hindi po sinabi ni Apostle Paul, no? In 1 Thessalonians, hindi po sinabi ni Apostle Paul na we need to be thankful for every circumstance. Okay? Ang sinabi po ni Apostle Paul that we need to be thankful in every circumstance. There's a difference, okay? Yung salitang for at salitang in. Sometimes we just thank you, I thank you for the rain. How about thank you in the rain? While we are experiencing rain. Pangit ang grapan. Pero ganun yung thought na meron tayo. Correct. Lord, thank you for this. Diba? Yun po yung sinasabi. Always in, not for. Furthermore, kung titingnan natin, giving thanks is worship.
Correct.
Giving thanks is worship. It is an acknowledgement of the goodness and grace of God. We are giving thanks because we are acknowledging that God is so good and His grace is what? Abundant, sufficient for each one of us. It is what? For me, it is more on self-encouragement that nakikita natin that God is doing goodness to each one of us. Pag sinabi natin giving thanks, it also builds, okay, us up and increases our faith. Okay. It speaks of, sabihin natin, pag sinabi natin thankfulness, it also has the idea of what? Trusting God. Okay? Mm-hmm. Trusting God. So, mm-hmm. I-end ko na, no? I-end ko na. This is the end. Sa mga pinag-aaral natin from part 1, part 2, and part 3, the last part, kung titignan natin bilang isang bagong mananampalataya at matagal na mananampalataya.
Yes po.
Ito po yung tandaan natin, that Christianity is something you must be and do. It is what you are and what you are doing. Yan po ang tinatawag na Christianity. You cannot do it without being it.
Okay? Amen.
Kung ikaw ay mananampalataya, kailangan gagawin mo yung pagiging mananampalataya. At kung ikaw ay hindi mananampalataya, kailanman hindi mo magagawa ang mga bagay na gusto ng Panginoon. So, yun po yung sinasabi natin. This is the reason why pinili ko to yung topic na to. Diniscuss natin tong topic na to. For us to be able to be encouraged na kahit na gaano kahirap ng buhay, lalabas yes. at lalabas pa rin yung ating calling na tinatawag. Again, Christianity is something you must be do or you must be and do. Okay? You cannot do it without being it. You must do it or you can be it. So, ibig sabihin, who you are, okay, and how you live, go together.
Tama.
Okay? Tandaan niyo po, ha? Who you are and how you live, go together. Mm-hmm. Conclusion. End ko na. Promise. Mm-hmm. Promise. The call of God, okay, to walk worthy of the Lord. And the prayer of Paul in chapter 1 ng Colossians. Mm-hmm. The need of the hour is what? Is for Christians to walk worthy of the Lord. We need to grow. Okay? We need to grow. We need to learn how to walk that way, God's means. Wala nang iba. We need to grow in the grace, in the knowledge of Christ. Okay? It is the highest privilege in life. So what? We need to walk worthy of the Lord and to live a life pleasing to God.
Amen.
Yan po tayo bilang sa mananampalataya. Yeah. I hope and I pray na mapasa atin yung power na kanyang pinangako sa bawat sa atin. Again, patience, long-suffering, nandiyan yan. And yes. Then part noong ganun nyo ha, actually, ganito yan eh. Part pa rin noong reason kung bakit tayo kailangan palakasin ng power ng Panginoon for us to be able to give thanks. Ha?
Correct.
Mahirap magpasalamat kung wala ang power ng Panginoon.
Everything is interconnected kasi, no?
Oo, that's why hindi ko pwedeng pag-iwahiwalay at kung wala ako ng isang topic, kung wala ako ng isang verse. Ginagawa ito, ang tawag dito, expository type of learning or teaching na meron tayo. And I hope na makita natin yung blessing ng Panginoon sa mga bagay na ito.
Amen.
So, okay ba? siguro
okay na okay pa.
Yeah. Okay, very good ang internet, hindi na wala.
Oo nga, Pastor. Eh. So, answered prayer. Maraming salamat po, Pastor June. Kumbaga, itong lesson na to has been a blessing. Okay? Has been a blessing to each and every one of us. Muli tayong natuto sa kung ano ang, you know, as a new believer, ito yung gustong makita sa atin ng Panginoon. And as an old believer, mga matatagal na mananampalataya, kumbaga, this is the basics of life. Eh. This is the basic of, these are the basics of life. So, we need to be reminded again and again and again and again na itong mga bagay po na to, these are essentials. Yung palaging binabanggit ni Pastor June, essentials, important, basic, part of our life as a Christian. So, we always need to have this kind of mga points sa mga isipan natin. Alam ko, naiintindihan namin, ako personally, naiintindihan ko ang struggle bilang mananampalataya. Okay? But we have our God. Okay? We need to deny ourselves every day talaga. To keep on every day. Kasi kung sa sarili mo lang talaga, Pastor, kung dedepende ka lang sa sarili mo, wala eh. Hindi ka tatagal. Not even a second, hindi ka tatagal. But if you will depend on God in every circumstances, in every decision, in every part of your life, everything will go smoothly. Naniniwala po ako dyan. For example na lang po, sa buhay ko na lang po, sa buhay naming pamilya, kumbaga, part lahat ng decision namin mag-asawa, talagang kapag merong isang nag-disagree sa amin, yung feeling namin, oh, may point siya. Tapos pinanalangin, may punto siya, tama siya. That means talagang God is leading the way talaga towards a good decision para maging, alam niyo yun, maging maganda ang pamumuhay mo bilang isang anak niya. Okay? So, tama yon. Number one, we need to have an increasing knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and our God. That's very important. Learn and always read your Bible. That is very important. Number two, ano ba doon? Ang sabi doon is, ano ba yung number two natin, Pastor? Nalipat ko. Ano ba to?
Walk in fruitful service.
Fruitful service. Pag-inipod. Tama. Fruitful. Nalimutan ko kasi yung word na fruitful na rin, na, ano ko lang yung service. Fruitful means, kailangan po na nagbubunga tayo. Okay? Hindi lang po puro dito. Meron din pong paggawa. Okay? Number two is spiritual power. Okay. Number three is spiritual power. Pag sinabi naman po natin spiritual power, ito po ay hindi nanggagaling sa atin. Ano po? Ito po ay kapangyarihan na nanggagaling sa ating pong Panginoon upang magawa natin kung ano ang kalooban niya. Katulad po ng binigay na example ni Pastor June, patience and long suffering. Those two are talagang goes hand in hand. Hindi po talaga pwedeng paghiwalayin yan. And magagawa mo lang yung mga bagay yun. Even love, even temperance, even long-suffering, patience, hindi mo magagawa yun without the power of God. So you must rely on the power of God. And lastly, thanksgiving. Okay, no, joyful.
Thanksgiving.
Laging magpasalamat. Okay, pasalamat tayo na buhay pa tayo. Pasalamat tayo na meron pa tayong mga tinatangkilik sa buhay natin. Though hindi tayo karapat-dapat, pero dahil sa kabaitan at kabutihan ng Diyos sa ating buhay, lagi pa rin nating natatamasa kung ano meron tayo ngayon. Okay? Especially na may pandemic, we're still here. Diba? Hindi tayo nagkakasakit, hindi tayo patuloy na nasusuportahan at nabibigyan yung mga pangailangan natin sa kabila ng mga kahirapan sa buong mundo. Pero, nandito pa rin po tayo. Okay? So, yun po yung mga bagay na kailangan nating ipagpasalamat. Okay? So, napakahusay ng ating pong pag-aaralan po. So, sana po, ito po yung lesson natin. four-part series po ng ating pong Ligtas Na Ako, ano ang susunod? So, yun po yan. Sana po, and panalangin po namin ni Pastor June na yun pong aming pong naibahagi sa inyo, mula po sa salita ng Diyos ay magbigay ng kaalaman, hindi lang po kaalaman, kung hindi urge na gumawa. Okay po? At i-apply sa ating pong buhay. So, konting pagbati lamang po sa ating pong mga, ayan, meron po tayo sa streaming app na ginagamit ko, medyo nagpa-pop-up na po yung mga nagko-comment. Eh. Yan. So, maraming salamat kung ayoko mag-promote ng ating ginagamit. Ano. Ayan. So, ang dami kasing bumabati at nagpapasalamat po sa ating pong programa yun. Batiin lamang po natin sila. Si Tita Din po. Yan. Good evening po.
Maraming talaga salamat. Po.
Straight na eh. Galing. Si May May. Yan po. Wife ko po. Maraming salamat. Yan. And si Manang Betchay, Maribeth Navarro, maraming salamat po. Levi Posadas, maraming salamat po, sir.
Hoy, Pastor, and, salamat po, yes. Levi.
Yan, si Levi pala, Levi Posadas.
Pagka dito yan.
Oh, okay. Maraming po salamat sa pag-support at sa panonood po at pakikinig. Yan po, si Manang Emily Octiva po, nasa Manila po siya ngayon, pero pamangkin po ni Daddy Democ. Yan. And si Ruby Nicole Abueva, magandang gabi po. Maraming salamat din. At Lord Saranila Helie, maraming salamat. Good evening din sa'yo. Francis Gonzalez, maraming salamat, sir, sa pakikinig. And Tita Armini Bombio, maraming salamat po. Si Tita Daisy, yan. Yan yung mga resident na natin na talagang lagi nakasubaybay yan. Eh. Yan, umulit-ulit. Si Mimi, ang wife ko po. Yan. Yan, nag-comment ulit si wife ko. Sabi niya, truly only God can bring us through every circumstances in life. In whatsoever state. Correct. And emerge. Si
Pastor Arnold from Bago City.
Yan.
Arnold, magandang gabi.
Yan, maraming salamat po. Arnold, ano ang last name, sir? Pastor?
Miller.
Ah, okay. Salamat po. And si ma'am, si ma'am Grace Mosquera, maraming salamat po sa inyo pong pagsuporta at pagtangkilik po sa ating pong programa. Okay, so ayan po, actually tapos na po tayo sa ating programa. Tulad nga po na lagi nating binabanggit dito sa Ang Gabay, suportahan din po natin yung ating pong mga local mga programs in Ilonggo. Ayan po, marami po tayo niyan eh. Kung pupunta po kayo sa TMBC BMAP Facebook profile ko, doon nyo po makikita ang lahat po ng mga programs na available sa ating pong Ilonggo, mga languages po, no, dialect, katulad po ng Community Hour, Heartbeat for Jesus, Bisita, yan. Tapos yung may mga bagong programs, papuloyan sa, ano ba ito, Balay, I think? Napanood ko ito eh. Oh, maganda rin yung kanilang mga topics na tinuturo doon eh. And even yung Children's Corner. Yan, maraming salamat. At marami pa pong iba. Hindi ko na po nabanggit yung iba pero napakarami pa po. So kung gusto nyo po mapanood yung ating po mga Ilonggo mga programs, punta lamang po kayo sa TMBC BMAP Facebook profile po. At kahit po yung sa ating po mga, gusto nyo rin pong puntahan yung ating pong website sa lifeword.org. Doon nyo rin po makikita yung mga programs na binanggit ko rin po kanina sa Ilonggo at doon rin po sa Tagalog. Yan. So, maraming salamat po. Anything else, Pastor? Mayroon ka pa bang gusto ipahabal before we end?
Wala naman.
Ano kung meron?
Para sa ating mga listeners, we are trying to, you know, do our best and ma-improve at ma-develop pa ang ating program. May pinag-usama kami kanya ni Brother J.R. but I'm not going to, you know, share it muna sa inyo.
Yes.
Surprise na lang kung ano naman yun. Yeah. Pray natin. Oh. O naman yung mga nagagawa ng aming mga malilikot na pag-iisip.
Malilikot lang po, ha? Hindi po masasama. Malikot lang. So, yun po. Yeah, marami po kaming gusto lang po kasi namin i-improve yung ating pong discussion dito, no? Gusto namin po kasi kayong i-engage din po sa aming pong pag-aaral. Okay? Alalahanin nyo po, hindi lang po kami. Okay? Pwede rin po kayong magsalita. Katulad po ng ginawa ng aking wife, nag-share din po siya ng kanya pong point of view. or dun sa kanyang pagpapasalamat sa mga natutunan. Well, pwede po yan. Na-appreciate po namin yan. Pwede po namin isingit sa iyong pagtuturo. Kasi gusto namin po na parang magkakaibigan lang wala. Yan. Na nag-share-share lang po tayo. Ayan po. So, wala na. So, hanggang sa muli po. Ito po. Hello? Ako po muli si Brother JR. Kasama ko po si Pastor June. Hanggang sa muli po sa susunod na Friday, alas 7 ng gabi, dito po sa Ang Gabay.
Okay.